ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Narayana namaskrityam Naran chaiva narottamam Devin sarasvatim vyasam Tato chayam udhitayet Nasta prayeshu avadrishu Nityam bhagavatam sevaya Bhagavati udamashtoke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, text number 22, right? 1 second. Yeah. Shacham, Shayayam, Vidinopabritam, Mahatma, Brahma, Druk, Uchita, Patam, Narakarti, Dipsu, Utanti, Aso, Avanikam Takam, Ugra, Viryas, Tri, Sapta, Kritva, Urudara, Parasvadena, Shacham Shayaya Vidino Pabritam Mahatma, Brahma Druguchita Patam Narakatilipsu, Utyantasava Vanikanta Kam Ukra Viryas. Chisapta Kritva Uruda Raparasvadena. Shacham Shayaya Vidino Patritam Mahatma, Brahma Duguchit Tapatam Narakatilipsu, Utantyasava Vanikantakam Ukraviryas. Trisapta Kritva Uruda Raparasvadena. Shacham Shayaya Viduno Pravritam Mahatma, Brahma Duguchita Patam Narakatilipsu, Utantyasava Vanikan Taka Ukrani Vidyas, Chisapta Kritva Uruda Raparasvadena, Maharaji, oh, yeah, go ahead. Maharaji, okay, word by word, huh? Shatram, the loyal order. Shayaya, for the sake of diminishing. Vidina, by destination. Upabritam, increased in proportion. Mahatma, the Lord in the form of the great sage Parashuram. Brahmadruk, the ultimate truth in Brahman. Ujjitapatam, those who have given up the path of the absolute truth. Naraka ati lipsu, desirous to suffer pain in hell. Udanti, exacts. Aso, all those. Avanikantakam, thorns of the world. Ugraviriya, awful, awfully powerful. Trisapta, thrice seven times. Kritva, performed. Urudara, very sharp. Parasvadena, by the great chopper. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When the ruling administrators, who are known as the Kshatriyas, turned astray from the path of the absolute truth, being desirous to suffer in hell, the Lord, in his incarnation as the sage Parashuram, uprooted those unwanted kings who appeared as the thorns of the earth. Thus, he thrice seven times uprooted the Kshatriyas with his keenly sharpened chopper. Purport. The Kshatriyas, or the ruling administrators of any part of the universe, either on this planet or on other planets, are factually the representatives of the Almighty Personality of Godhead. And they are meant to lead the subjects towards the path of God realization. Every state and its administrators, regardless of the nature of the administration, monarchy or democracy, oligarchy or dictatorship or autocracy, have the prime responsibility to lead the citizens toward God realization. This is essential for all human beings, and it is the duty of the Father, spiritual master, and ultimately the state to take up the responsibility of leading the citizens towards this end. The whole creation of material existence is made for this purpose, just to give a chance to the fallen souls who rebelled against the will of the Supreme Father and thus became conditioned by material nature. The force of material nature gradually leads one to a hellish condition of perpetual pains and miseries. Those going against the prescribed rules and regulations of conditioned life are called Brahmacitta Pathas, or persons going against the path of the Absolute Truth, and they are liable to be punished. Lord Parashuram, the incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, appeared in such a state of worldly affairs and killed all the miscreant kings 21 times. Many Kshatriya's kings fled from India to other parts of the world at that time. And according to the authority of the Mahabharata, the kings of Egypt originally migrated from India because of Parashuram's program of chastisement. The kings or administrators are similarly chastised in all circumstances whenever they become godless and plan a godless civilization. That is the order of the Almighty. Om Agyanati Minandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayam Rupa Kadama Hiyan Dadatti Svam Padantikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishaka Vitamstra. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Tapta Kanjana Gorangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shachan Shayaya Vituno Prapitam Mahatma Brahma Dru Uchita Patam Narakari Dipsu Utanti Aso Avanikantakam Ugravirya Chisapta Kritva Udara Parasvadena. Translation again. When the ruling administrators, who are known as the Kshatriyas, turned astray from the path of the Absolute Truth, being desirous to suffer in hell, the Lord, in his incarnation as the sage Parashuram, uprooted those unwanted kings who appeared as the thorns of the earth. Thus, he thrice seven times uprooted the Kshatriyas with his keenly sharpened chopper. So, in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Lord Parashuram, one of the powerful incarnation of Lord Krishna, is nicely described here. So, the father of Lord Parashuram, you know, his name is Jamadagni. He's a very powerful sage. He's a very powerful sage. So I'm just trying to, you know, give a little bit background why Lord Parashuram, he killed the Kshatriyas 21 times. What is the reason Lord Parashuram to do that? So the story has to start from his father, Jamadagni. Yeah. So Lord Parashuram's father, Jamadagni, is a very powerful sage. So he has a special cow called Kamadhenu. Very special cow. So what this cow is so special that whatever you desire, you know, she will supply. Yeah. So in this way, Parashuram's father become very opulent. And then there was a king whose name is Katavirajuna. At that time, there was him. His name is Katavirajuna. He's a very powerful king. So he heard that, you know, the great sage Jamadagni has a very wonderful Kamadhenu cow. So he also wanted that cow. So he came to the ashram of the great sage and took it by force to his kingdom. Of course, at that time, you know, Lord Parashuram, he was not at home. Yeah, he was somewhere else, you know. And when he came back home, and when he heard the news, you know, he became really very angry. Yeah, he became very angry. And then he immediately, you know, killed that powerful king, Katavirajuna. He killed him. There's a big fight between those two. So the story is in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, describe that Katavirajuna, he has 1,000 arms. At one point, he tried to shoot arrows to Lord Parashuram with 500 arrows at the same time. But somehow, Lord Parashuram is so powerful because he's the Shakti Avashavata of Lord Vishnu. So he, you know, destroyed all his weapon and cut off all his 1,000 arms. And then finally, he chopped off, you know, his head with his sharpened, you know, chopper. And then, when his father heard about the news, his father told his son Parashuram, actually it is not necessary for you to kill the king, because the king is actually very respectable, because he's the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should not kill him for this, you know, little thing, you know. And then he ordered Parashuram to go for pilgrimage to atone for his sins, like that. So Parashuram, he followed the order of his father. For 1 year, he traveled to all the holy places, you know, as an atonement, like that. And then, during this time, the sons of that king, Katavirajuna, he took this opportunity, came to the ashram of Jamadagni, and then he killed Parashuram's father, Jamadagni, like that. And at that time, although Parashuram, he was traveling quite far away from the home, but his mother called very loudly, "Ram, Ram, please come." Parashuram's mother's name is Renuka. So Renuka called very loudly the help of Parashuram. Although Parashuram was quite far away, but still he could hear the voice, the calling of her, of his mother. So he immediately came back to his home, and he saw, by that time, his father, Jamadagni, has already died. And then Parashuram, you know, became really, really very sorry, first very sorry, and then he became very angry also at the same time. And then he requests his brother to take care of the dead body of his father. And he himself went out of the home with determination to kill all the Kshatriyas. First, all the sons of that, you know, that king, Katavirajuna. Yeah. And then he killed, he came to the capital of that king. The name of that capital is Mahishmatipura. Mahishmatipur. So he came to Mahishmatipur, and he killed all the sons of Katavirajuna. And then, you know, Lord Parashuram, he was so angry. Even after killing all the sons of that king, he was not satisfied. And then he started to kill all the Kshatriyas on the earthly planet. Yeah. Of course, you know, at that time, the Kshatriyas on this earthly planet, they are not genuine Kshatriyas like in Yudhishthira Maharaj. No, they are not. Yeah. And that's why Lord Parashuram, he decided to kill all the Kshatriyas of this earthly planet. And it is said that the blood of all the Kshatriyas was so much, that is, it has to contain in 9 great lakes. So much blood, you know. Yeah. And in the purport of one verse, Prabhupada, he wrote a very nice purport. I just want to share a little bit this purport with everyone. Yeah, Prabhupada, he wrote a really beautiful purport to this verse, telling the mission of Lord Parashuram. Let's take a look, huh? 1 second. It's here. It's the purport to, Canto 9, Chapter 16, Text Number 18 and 19 is purport to those two verses. Prabhupada, he said, Parashuram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his eternal mission is Parichanaya Sadunam Vinashayacha Dushkrita, to protect the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants. To kill all the sinful man is one among the tasks of the incarnation of Godhead. Lord Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times consecutively because they were disobedient to the Brahminical culture. That the Kshatriya had killed his father was only a plea. The real fact is that because the Kshatriyas, the ruling class, had become polluted, their position was inauspicious. So this is the real reason why Lord Parashuram killed the Kshatriyas 21 times. Because they are not following the Vedic injunctions. Brahminical culture is enjoined in the Shastra, especially in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnya Maya Shishtam Gunakama Vibhagasha. According to the laws of nature, whether at the time of Parashuram or at the present, if the government becomes irresponsible and sinful, not caring for Brahminic culture, there will certainly be an incarnation of God like Parashuram to create a devastation by fire, famine, pestilence, or some other calamities. So from here we could understand that the pandemic at the present and nowadays is there for so long, there must be a reason. So we could understand because nowadays no government is really following the Shastras. That's why, you know, there is the pandemic here. And there is war also everywhere around the world. Yeah, it's actually, you know, the arrangement of Krishna. Yeah, some calamity must be there because people are not following the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, of the Shastra. Yeah. And then Prabhupada, he continues, said, whenever the government disrespects the supremacy of the personality of Godhead and fails to protect the institution of Vanashram Dham, it will certainly have to face such catastrophes as formerly brought about by Lord Parashuram. So I'll just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. Anandakira Mabu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class. I haven't read this anywhere, but I remember listening to it.
You have what?
I remember listening to this in a class. I was wondering if you can recall this this incident that Kartavirya Arjuna was actually very old because he was on earth even when Lord Ramachandra was on earth. And he actually got in a fight with Ravana, and he defeated Ravana like very easily. He made Ravana look like a little child. Do you remember this story, or from
actually,
anywhere?
I
have you
can't
ever heard
remember
that?
This story. Can anyone, you know, answer Ananda Kiyananda's question?
You didn't hear? Kartavirya Arjuna was on the planet at the same time Lord Ramachandra was on the planet. And he got in a fight with Ravana at one point, and he defeated Ravana very easily. I heard Radhana Swami give, talk about this in a class, but I don't remember the details of the story or where it comes from. I was wondering if anybody knew.
So, before Lord Ramachandra was on this planet, he came to this planet, Ravana was also there. Ravana was existing before. He was living from the time of great-grandfather of Lord Ramachandra, like Dashrata and Dashrata's father, then I'm forgetting the name. This is what is called Raghu. Mm. At the time of Raghu, even Lord, at the time of Raghu, Raghu was the king. When Raghu was the king, Ravana was also existing. When Raghu actually gave up everything in his life and he was just chanting his Gayatri, this Ravana was creating a lot of havoc around. Since though he had just given up his kingdom, people came. His subjects came and said that Ravana is just creating havoc in this world and something should be done.
Hmm.
Raghu had given up absolutely everything. He just picked up on kushagrass and chanted some mantra and threw it in the direction of Ravana. The whole Lanka started burning. And Ravana had to really escape and go back to his Lanka just to try and save that Lanka from burning.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time also Ravana was existing, and also Ravana was existing during Kartavirya time, Kartavirya Arjuna's time, much more before. This is Ikshvaku Vansa which is being discussed. So Kartavirya Arjuna defeated Ravana. There are so many people who are more powerful than Ravana, but Lord Ramachandra especially came to defeat Ravana because he was given a boon that only he will be defeated by somebody who is a human being, like human form of life. Kartavirya Arjuna was also a celestial demigod, kind of, you could say. He was an asura, also at the same time also king, because he had 1,000 arms. So he cannot be defeated by Ravana cannot be defeated by Kartavirya Arjuna because he had 1,000 arms. So somebody, a human being, with two arms and two legs, like a normal person, would come and only defeat them. So there are many pastimes of Lord Ramachandra and his existence before this material world.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. That's a very interesting story. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantra Chima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai. Haribo Haribo. Where's your question about? You have no question?